All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a PGA Tour golfer, winner of the Australian PGA Championship, three top 25 finishes this season, three top 10s, and nine top 25s last season. He was a Conference USA Player of the Year at East Carolina, the founder of the HV3 Foundation. The Charles Schwab Challenge begins on Thursday. We are joined by Harold Varner III. Harold, it's great to have you on. There's a lot to talk to you about, but overall, let me start right here. How are you doing, Harold, and what have the last few weeks been like for you?
I'm doing well. Healthy. I just got my COVID test back, so ready to rock and roll, play some golf. But the last few weeks, they've been great, you know, just kind of doing a lot of stuff around the house. Like, I was ready to leave because I feel like there was always something to do. And whenever you're playing regularly, you can always put them off, and I haven't had that option lately.
Well, you will soon enough, and that's a good thing. Also, last week you posted a letter on social media that laid out your thoughts and your feelings in the wake of the killing of George Floyd. You said that you had that letter prepared, and you were nervous about posting it. What led you then to post it, and then how did it feel after you posted it?
Obviously a lot of people were, you know, speaking their minds. I just didn't want to do it immediately through, you know, just straight off of just anger and just like seeing something so evil. So I just was able to sit there and think about all the thoughts that, you know, were going through my head, what's going on in the world, and just how my journey is, you know, how I came up to, you know, where I am right now. And to be able to express that in writing was awesome. It felt good. I just hope that everyone had that option to express it to either to another person or to someone that, you know, cares, because it's that's the only way we're going to get through this, is expressing how we feel, you know, not so much in an anger way. Yes, there's anger. There's, you know, how can this happen? But, like, we have to open up a little bit and just know, understand where everyone's coming from.
Harold Varner III is my guest. Now, you were one of the first tour pros to make a statement regarding the killing of Floyd and the protests that followed. What kind of response have you received from your fellow tour players and the people in the larger golf community? What's that been like?
I obviously got a great response. You know, just obviously people just talking about, you know, obviously it was a really good job, but, you know, just their eyes are opened up to what's going on and how they can help. And that's what all we can ask for, is how we can make it better. You know, it's I've learned a lot about grieving, how people grieve, how long it takes. You know, everyone's on their own schedule when it comes to that. But, you know, I just want to get to the point where we're talking about solutions, putting that on paper of how we can just make this a better world.
Okay, you mentioned your journey. As you write, you grew up in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
What was life like for you growing up there?
It was awesome. Very diverse, I guess. Some of my best friends are white and some of my best friends are black, and I've become, you know, friended a lot of guys that are from all over the world. So it's been, you know, super all over when it comes to that, but like never really like thought about it until, you know, recently. You know, like it's became a conversation, which is super odd in my world, because in Gastonia we just, you know, if you see someone struggling, you help them out. That's what you're called to do. So, and when I was growing up, you know, everyone helped me, you know, to get to where I am right now, from, you know, the guys that play with my dad in a group to, you know, members all over Charlotte that have just helped me along my journey.
Yeah, I want to make this point, though. You said it was awesome, and it was, right? But you also write, quote, you didn't have very much, quote, no nice clothes, no lights, and hell, sometimes no $1.50 to eat lunch in high school. I bought my first pair of jeans when I was in college, end of quote.
Yeah.
So what was a normal day like for you back then?
You just took it one day at a time, made the best of it. You know, obviously there's a lot of good times and a lot of bad times, but, you know, it just never, those times never defined who, what I believed in. You know, it didn't, never deterred me from like, oh man, I'm not going to do this today because of that. I had unbelievable people that, you know, obviously used to take me to school, just made sure I had the best chance to be the best Harold I could be. So that's why I'm super proud to be from Gastonia.
I love that. That's not going to be like this because of that. Now, the story goes that your father, Harold Jr., was the one who introduced you to golf. What do you remember about your earlier days in golf, and what was it about the game that you liked so much?
I just liked that you could play it without anyone else. You could get better without anyone around. You could always work on your craft without, you know, needing any assistance. And my parents used to drop me off, and there were other kids, but when they would go home or their parents would pick them up, I'd keep playing because it was just so much fun. I still have that love for the game to this day.
Golfer Harold Varner III is my guest. Now, you were able to join a youth program at your local Muni course. It allowed you to play unlimited golf for $100 for the summer. How did you go about scraping together the money for the program, and then what do you remember about that program?
What I remember is being at the golf course all the time, but I just remember every time my parents got paid, they would, the city would let them, like, you know, put a little bit down at a time till, you know, it was paid off. So that was just, you know, made it less burden than it was. You know, you could do it over time. So, yeah, I remember meeting some of my best friends that I still, you know, talk to this day and have played golf with, kept in touch with. So just the relationships that I remember and just having so much fun, man. You don't have any worries in the world. You know, you get older, you get more money, you get a little bit more successful, and you think those things aren't supposed to be, you know, it should be easier, but it becomes quite opposite, honestly.
More money, more problems. Harold Varner III is joining us.
I didn't think that was true.
Right? Now, you and PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan had a conversation last week. One of the topics was about increasing the diversity on tour and access to the game. What kind of thoughts do you have about diversity and access to the game?
I think access to the game is difficult for any color, but more so for black people. I mean, it's just, there's so much easier to go play basketball because it's in a, you know, it's just, you see so many more black people playing basketball, and it's way easier to afford going to the YMCA for a year rather than going to the golf course, to be honest. I mean, it's just common sense. It's not really, like, difficult to understand that. But, yeah, access is the main thing. You know, like, people aren't exposed to it, so how are they going to ever find out if they really like it or if they don't?
No question. No question about that. Now, you're also getting ready for the return of golf, which is good. What has it been like since the season was suspended the way it was, and now you're getting ready to start back up again at the Charles Schwab Challenge? It's a really unusual time. What's that been like?
The beginning of it was awesome because whenever you, I mean, in a million years would you have thought that I would, like, I'd be playing, you know, I could play golf, have fun, but also work around the house. Then it got to the point where I love playing golf competitively, and you just didn't have that. And then you start seeing people dying, and you're like, whoa, what's going on? And then the George Floyd thing. So it's just been a roller coaster of emotions, to say the least. Just trying to, you know, grasp it. But it's adversity. It's something that everyone in this world is going to face, and how we respond to it as a whole is what's going to matter going forward.
You know, in terms of COVID-19, Harold, like, it's going to be really strange. People are talking about this, and you've talked about something that we're all feeling. You never realized how important a handshake was until right now. What's it like to play without shaking hands?
It's difficult because as a kid, my dad was really big about shaking a man's hand or whoever's hand and looking them in the eye and, you know, how much that means. And to not do that, it's just kind of, it's weird, but we'll get through it. You know, like it is what it is. I think that we're going to find a vaccine and we're going to get back to living, you know, comfortably, back to, like, the little stuff that, like, mattered so much. But we'll just get through it. I'm just excited to have, you know, golf on TV, you know, just kind of something to watch. It's been pretty tough, you know, the last couple of weeks. Just, you really, I'm so used to cutting on the TV and be like, what comes on tonight? And not having that's just been, man, I love sports.
Man, I love sports too. We all love sports. It's not, you know, imagine doing a talk show, a 3-hour sports talk show without sports. I mean, we all love sports. So it would be great to get them back as long as they come back the right way. Finally, then,
correct,
what do you think it's going to be like as a professional athlete? What's it going to be like to finally get back to your game but not have fans?
I have no clue. I've never played a golf tournament without fans. I mean, I've teed off early with, you know, no one out there, but, you know, I literally just got to the golf course, and it's pretty odd to say the least, but, you know, someone had to do it. You know, someone had to, you know, stand up and be like, hey, you know, we're going to work through this, but while we're working through it, we're going to do what we love to do, and that's to play golf. And what an unbelievable job the PGA Tour's done to just get us to this point. And, you know, obviously I'm super laid back, so I've been running around here kind of, you know, I care. But, like, as soon as I got my test, I was, like, not hugging people, but, you know, I just kind of, that's who I am. So I got to do my job of just respecting everyone's space and just putting on a good, you know, show to the world that, like, hey, we're going to get through this and do it the right way.
You've got the Charles Schwab Challenge beginning on Thursday. He is the founder of the HV3 Foundation, a PGA Tour golfer, the winner of the Australian PGA Championship, and as I mentioned, 3 top 25s this year. Harold, I've been looking for you for a while. It's good to finally have you on the program. Thanks for making time. Have a great week, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, brother.
That was fun. Well done. Harold Varner III. He's excited. You can tell. And why not? You've got the Charles Schwab Challenge getting underway on Thursday. And he said, I got my test back and I just want to run around hugging people. I know you can't really do that right now, but he felt like it. It's so true. Like shaking hands, especially in a sport like golf, you just do it all the time. You don't think about it. You're constantly shaking people's hands. And now you can't do that. So it is different.